This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
That's always exciting. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Jive. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something different. When I say do something different, I mean do something different. Really, push away from Facebook. Come on. Push away from some of these outlets that are not allowing you to get your message across. Don't feed them. I used to joke, right? Don't feed the beast. Stop. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins will join us after the break. A lot going on that I want to talk about. You know, I don't use the term, but we're going to deal with a bunch of stuff tonight. First, we're going to have, now, I haven't had her on in a while, but later on in the show, we're going to have Rebecca Friedrichs on with me. And again, she has been fighting this fight at the school district levels between the unions and the teachers for as long as I can remember. She saw it coming. She was a teacher for 28 years. She was a former union rep. And she finally had it. And she took on the California Teachers Association, and she won. So who says? Who says it can't be done? Look, we were talking about this the other night, and some of you sent me emails. And you're still willing to fight. You just don't know what to do. And I get it. I get it. Seems like whatever we do. You know, for my non-God-believing listeners, I don't know what to tell you. But the fight is there. You can still have the fight. And you need to go back, and somebody said it to me today, you need to go back all the way back to the founding of this country. The impossibilities of the founding of this country. And taking on the Brits, taking on the most powerful military on the planet. We had nothing. We had no real money. We had to beat the French for their money. And then we kept the fight up against all odds, and we won. And that's kind of how you hear the nutshell of the story, right? But if we're honest about it, our founding fathers relied on God, the providence of the Almighty. When you look at what's going on, You got to really think, did those guys sit around the table and say, yeah, that's not going to work. These are the Brits. And they are the most powerful military on the planet. I don't know if we can make this happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then Pastor David Hay is going to join me in the second hour. We're going to talk a little bit about the church, the Christians. Are Christians next on the chopping block? Are we going to go like sheep led to the slaughter? Is that what we're going to do? Because, you're, you know, we did it during the lockdown. We did. We went willingly. And now you're looking at some pastors across the country who were not outspoken over the past few years. Now stepping up and saying, hey, what are we doing? You know, we gave it a little bit to help out, not anymore. So I'm hoping that Joey B is waking up to Sleeping Giant. And what hypocrisy, in your face hypocrisy. Now that you got Chicago wanting the restaurants open, right? Governor Newsom wants the restaurants open. It's just amazing. No, they're not hypocrites much. Seriously. And then again, after the break, Brad Dinkins will join us from Pacific Justice Institute. I'm curious as to whether we'll continue to have our freedom of religion. When you look at what's happening right now, the Dems, I mean, for all intents and purposes, they're going after believers. People who believe in God, gone. They want you out of here. It's terrible. 855-REAL-JOEY, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I love when you guys join up with us. Los Angeles City. Have I got time for this? Yeah. Do this real quick. Los Angeles City. They're building these tiny homes in these parking lots, communities, all over an area in Southern California. Most of you won't know where it is anyway. And it's beautiful because they're putting them up in parking lots and places like that, putting the artificial turf down. You see about 20 on one side, 20 on the other, big U, 20 on one side, 20 on the other. It's about 10 by 10 room, square box. Okay, they have a shelf in there so the guys can put their stuff on it. But if you ever seen these homeless people, you need more than a shelf. They're going to need another house just to put their stuff in. But let's get past all of that. Okay, it's great that they're going to get some shelter. Got it. No bathrooms. And no running water. Yeah, got to walk all the way down to the end for the bathrooms. They're not that close. And I'm not putting them down. God bless you for doing something. But does anybody think this stuff through? Because then when it goes sideways, all that money would have been wasted. And these little 10 by 10 homes, they're like $40,000 a piece. It's crazy. I mean, truly crazy. Oh, I'm sorry. I lied. There was $7,500 a piece. When we get done with everything, the average is about $40,000. Joe Bazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Brad Dinkins joins us right after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you could do, and I do appreciate it. The, you know, there's so much going on right now when it comes to your legal rights. I don't know if some of you heard the governor of Florida now is looking to enact legislature that will actually fine and penalize Facebook and Twitter and others for pulling people down without, you know, certain things being in place, you know, without having warnings put in place and that kind of stuff. There'll be a lot to it, I'm sure, by the time you talk, but I'm sure it's going to be one heck of a fight because these people are all afraid. I don't get it, but they are. Let me bring him on, though. I always enjoy having Brad Dinkins join us. Brad is the founder of Pacific Pacific Justice Institute, and he joins us every week to kind of keep us informed and updated on what's going on in the world of law, even the ones that don't make sense. Right, Brad?
Yes, that's what we try to do.
And there's a lot that don't make sense, man. Really.
You are correct. There is a lot that does not make sense.
Well,
and just glad we have a constitution that
we do
work of sensibility.
But are we using it? That's the question.
Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
That's the question,
right? Somebody was talking about it the other day, talking about, we have a constitution, we have a law. These people need to be taught that we have a law. No, they know. Pelosi and team know that we have a constitution. They even know what it says. They can care less. And that's what it is. They don't hold it in the standard it should be held in. And frankly, we haven't seen anything hit the Supreme Court under this administration. I'm concerned with them, whether they're going to be able to hold their own, considering, Joey B. just put a Supreme Court or a judicial court in place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't think that Joe Biden is going to be successful in trying to stack the court. He has this commission he's formed, Joe, but I just don't, I think that's more of just placating to look like he's doing something, but he just doesn't have the votes in the Senate to carry it about. And now if they pick up more sense in the midterm election, that's a possibility. It's a real threat, but I just don't think they're going to have the votes to radically change our courts, much less the Supreme Court at this point. But that's
going to need.
I'm overly optimistic. So
are they? Yes. You know what? You guys, you're one of a group of friend of mine that's always overly optimistic when it comes to the Supreme Court and the law. I'm sitting here going, yeah, okay, sure. But do they need? What are they? Do they need 51 votes, or are they going to need 60 plus votes to stack the court?
It looks like they would need 60 because they're not getting rid of the. Well, actually, take that back. Yes, it would be 60 because the filibuster is still intact. Now, as far as appointments to the court, that would be just 50 plus one, as far as replacing judges. But when you're actually changing the court itself, the number on the court, that's a different matter, and that is something I do believe can be stopped with a filibuster. Reconciliation cannot be used to empower them to get around the filibuster because it's not dealing with spending or tax cuts. I don't see that as an imminent threat. I really don't, stacking the court. But it's great to see what their intentions are so we know what they would do if they had their way, which would completely breach the trust of the people and cause our Supreme Court to be just a political pawn that whoever's in power makes appointments so that and add to that number so that they can just agree with whatever the legislative and executive branch wants. That's what the Founding Fathers did not want, does not foresee to happen, and that's why we need to fight that for the long haul. That would be a serious step backwards for a credible system of government that we really should all work to protect.
Yep. I agree with you. All right, so remember I thought I was going to throw one at you. I always love doing this to you anyhow because you're so knowledgeable. It never trips you up. So you have a teenager who's facing punishment for refusing to attend school's gender and sexuality program. That's in the state of Illinois. Now, she's been fighting back after her high school refused to give her a religious accommodation for being forced into a gender sexuality program. So the student does not want to participate in a program that requires her to participate in discussions or requires her to engage in writings that will force her to violate her beliefs about sexuality. Is this something, this should be able to stand at the state and federal level, should it not? For her to be able to get the waiver.
Yes. I think that statutorily, Illinois probably doesn't give the remedy for that. Some states like California is limited regarding the opt-out rights of parents. If it deals with just basic sex education, the birds and the bees, parents can opt out of that. If it's the radical concepts of, you know, of radical LGBT movement and all this other stuff that parents are really objecting about, there's not the opt-out provision there in states like California and other dark blue states. Needless to say, we're convinced that we have the Supreme Court now, Joe, that if we took a case like this before the Supreme Court would declare this to be unconstitutional. The New York Supreme Court in the past has already ruled that and said the state on true academic issues, fine, you can compel students. But if it's not academic and involves social, moral, policy, and opinions and things, parents can opt their kids out of that stuff. So the New York Supreme Court in a case a number of years ago has already held that, believe it or not, and that's New York. We need to get that before the United States Supreme Court and just secure and protect parents and their kids across the country from this kind of indoctrination that is so controversial and, frankly, so harmful to so many children who are encouraged to experiment and take down paths that have statistically fatal end results.
Oh, yeah. You know, again, with everything that's going on with our kids today, I mean, I can't believe that we actually have educators. This is a story for another day. But we actually have educators that are saying that the COVID has had no real effect when it comes to, you know, suicide or depression on the kids today. That suicide depression was already on the rise, and this just kind of added to it. Well, it was on the rise, you know, personal opinion, it's on the rise because we give our kids no real solid values. We give them no absolutes. Everything is fluid. Anyway,
right.
You hear the music? We're going for a break.
Yes.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Massini, your host, listen to Real Side. Brad Dacus joins me right after the break. So heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon and turned it into an online shopping behemoth, is stepping down as the company's CEO, a role he's had for nearly 30 years. In a blog post to employees, Bezos saying he'll focus on new products and early initiatives being developed at Amazon, and he'll have more time for side projects, his space exploration company Blue Origin, the newspaper he owns, The Washington Post, and his charities. President Biden is issuing a series of executive orders, in his words, to modernize America's immigration system.
This is about how America is safer, stronger, more prosperous when we have a fair, orderly, and humane legal immigration system.
The Dow gaining 476 points on Tuesday to close the day at 30,688. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. Love to know what you have to say. Read the stories, comment on the stories, take the poll, hit the button that says donate, anything you do. And as many of you know, we're going through a legal issue right now here on the show, and myself, that has to do with ex-Congressperson Katie Hill. If you want to know more about the story, it's really simple. Just go to therealside.com/helpjoe, therealside.com/helpjoe. Let me bring my guest on. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get rolling on this, I want you to tell people what PJI is all about, what you do, and how they can help you.
Certainly, Joe. We defend religious freedom, parental rights, sanctity of human life, these basic fundamental civil liberties, all without charge. We do it. We make sure that no one's left on the side of the road, which is very unique. So we don't just cherry pick high-profile cases. We pick all the costs, expenses. And we now have offices, Joe, as you know, in states all across the country from coast to coast. And we're opening new offices. We have the largest office network in the United States for an organization like ours that does this kind of work. So we're very busy and very active, and it's great to always be on your program. So it's we love letting people know that we're here to help them and serve them without charge.
And I know of several cases that he has been very helpful on. So I know they're successful. I know they have the information. And that's what I always tell you people. They have the real information. His group is not somebody who thinks to have the info, but they actually get the job done. So I appreciate you as well. And I appreciate the fact that you let me throw these these last-minute stories at you. But people need to know that. You know, if my daughter, granddaughter, whoever, taking a class and I find that they're going to go through gender studies, which includes all 79 different genders or whatever, I want to know what I have to do to opt out of that. I want to know what I have to do to protect my granddaughter. And you have ways to do that, do you not?
Oh, we definitely do. And, you know, like just today, a few hours ago, I was giving counsel to someone in back east. I got to keep it real general, but she has a baby, and she tested positive for COVID, and social worker knocks on the door, and it's a real threat to possibly take her 2-year-old because she has COVID. And so I gave specific counsel on, okay, here's how you deal with this. And she's acting very responsibly, and so it's just nerve wracking that we have social workers going door to door in these circumstances, taking children like this that do not have this kind of a risk level of concern. Her and her husband are very competent, very responsible. The husband doesn't have it. But these are the kinds of things that we're dealing with, which causes some of the flaws in our system to really come to light, specifically, i.e., our system dealing with social workers and their agencies and their abuse of power.
I still haven't got past the point of you saying there's a real possibility that they could take that child out of the house because she's tested positive for COVID. Are we for real? Do they really have that kind of power?
Oh, they do. In fact, in California, I'll never forget it, the public health officer for Ventura County at a press conference announced that they're going to focus and go door to door in those neighborhoods where the families only have one bathroom, i.e., this is low-income people, one bathroom, and test people. And if one person in the family is positive, like say it's a 12-year-old girl, 10-year-old girl, whatever, they're going to take her from the house. Because the presumption they have is that these poor people who have only one bathroom, it doesn't mean you're poor if you have only one bathroom, but this is their mindset, they can't maintain proper protocol of health and safety against the virus if they only have one bathroom. So they, the state, need to take the child with the social worker, seizing the child, putting him in an undisclosed location for 2 weeks, at which case the child can be questioned, examined by CPS, and, you know, of course, they get $8,000 per head that they take every year by the federal government that they keep away from parents. $8,000. Yeah, no, I'm serious. So that's why it's so dangerous, because they have a built-in major financial incentive to take children, and over half the kids that they take, one study from Department of Health and Human Services says more than half the kids they take should not be taken, would be better off with even a moderately abusive home than to put that into the foster care system. So that's just one of the areas that we deal with, and we have great resources on our website. Talks all about the 12 steps parents need to take to protect their children from being taken by social workers all across the United States. We do this work as well as all our other work across the United States without charge.
Wow. You're flooring me. You don't do that to me too often, but I'm thinking here. So the state is now truly becoming draconian in the way that they can deal with your kids. You know, we were just talking about some of the religious issues going on. Public schools now are teaching that, you know, white children need to feel guilty about the color of their skin. I mean, this is a class that is aimed, targeted at demeaning a skin color, a certain group of people.
Right.
I mean, can you opt out of this? Can you go after this? Can you stop this kind of thing?
Yes. If parents are in that situation where their child's in a class like that, and a school's doing that, they should contact us immediately so they know what their rights are. This can be very harmful and damaging, especially kids, say, in junior high, where the suicide risk is the highest as far as minors. And they're given guilt, and they're emotionally moving up and down already because of puberty. And guilt is not a positive tool for change. This kind of a technique and guilt because of the group that you're part of, as opposed to something specifically that they have done. This is a part of the group that, so it's very dangerous. This is what we were fighting in the civil rights movement back in the 50s and the 60s, where with a whole group of kids who felt that they were different and not as valuable and should feel bad about themselves, and as far as in the black community. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke out against this. So now we see it flipping in a very dangerous way. And we at Pacific Justice are willing to work with parents who have their kids in those kinds of very dangerous situations. The suicide rate, by the way, our attorney in our office in Nevada just talked about this on our program. It has nearly doubled in 1 year for Clark County, Las Vegas area.
Wow.
Nearly doubled. Los Angeles County, the request for crises has more than quadrupled for suicide on the suicide hotline and request for help. This is a nationwide issue, and this pandemic has been very harmful and destructive to those who are not at risk. They're paying a heavy price, and that's our youth. And having these kids at home because teachers don't want to go back to work, shame on those teachers, because these kids are paying a dear price. And I'm just glad that our pilots, our hospital workers, our people in the grocery stores and others don't have such a selfish, inconsiderate,
cold-hearted attitude about the people they're supposed to be serving.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, and again, just so we understand that some people have certain conditions or situations at home, that's one thing. But the
right.
vast majority of these people don't. When you look at what's going on in Chicago, to your point, you look at what's going on in New York and here in Los Angeles and other places, this is, you know, I'm trying to get a hold of this. The person's being reluctant in getting it to me. But I have somebody who has an email from the California Teachers Association stating that they don't want the unions to tell their people to go back to work until we can prove that everybody in the house has had the vaccination. Now, that's not going to happen. There are people that are going to take, you know, religious exceptions or what have you.
Right.
Right? And this is just wrong. And on every, on the not just on the face of it, no matter how deep you go, this is wrong.
Right. They're not. The children are not the ones who are going to suffer. I mean, it's not about protecting the kids. The kids are fine. They're more at risk with the influenza flu virus, actually. The young children are than they are from the COVID, as far as what the studies show. So it's not about the kids. It's about themselves, and they somehow want to be treated differently and not have to work, while the rest of us are getting about our business and trying to help the America get back on its feet. And so this is disgraceful, and that's why I think so many people, Joe, and parents are pulling their kids from government schools. They're putting in they're starting church homeschool co-ops, which we help them do through our pastor liaison on staff without charge all across the country. They're putting them in private schools. They're looking at alternatives, and some are leaving states like California. I know people who have left the state of California because of the government schools, and they said, we're done. We're moving to Texas, we're moving to Tennessee, et cetera, or Idaho, and I can't blame them.
Yep, I can't blame them either. All right, when we come back, you've got a couple of wins that you want to talk about that I think you ought to talk about. People need to know that you can fight and you can win. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Bacino, your host. Don't go far.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. A world of information. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization that you need to check out. Head over to pji.org, pji.org. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
All right, so let's get to probably the worst governor in the country who actually wanted to become president. Now, I heard back in July, his approval ratings were at like 64-65%. He is now in the tank at 41% and dropping, which is Governor Nuisance. And
right.
Between the closing of the churches, closing of the businesses, no real rhyme or reason to what he's doing and how he's doing. But you've had some wins against this nut job recently.
Yes. And we filed a lawsuit in federal court to challenge Governor Gavin Newsom and Santa Clara County, the San Jose area, and their extreme restrictions against indoor church services. We filed this lawsuit. We spent a lot of time putting it together. Our chief counsel argued the case. And I'm pleased to announce that the court just came down just a few days ago with a decision, with a partial victory. Basically, the court in their decision has said that the legal landscape, however, has evolved since the Roman Catholic Diocese decision, and the few cases that have followed it
all of which informed the court's informed the court's analysis in this case, and we ruled accordingly. What he basically held was, he said, "Hey, this rule saying that you can only have 100 or to 200 people in any kind of enclosed, you know, meeting or gathering for the tier two level for churches when they reach that point." But that's unconstitutional. That's what the Supreme Court held that in New York. And they also, what's most important, they said, is that you have to treat, churches have to be treated as far as indoor services, have to be given the same privileges and the same freedoms that are afforded the other secular institutions, like transportation, airports and restaurants and other things. And that's a real game changer. Moving forward, now they still allowed the churches to be kept in Tier One with a number of other entities. That is a mistake because the Supreme Court did not recognize the different tiers like that when it came to allowing churches to be treated differently. So, Joe, I think we're going to be appealing the rest of the case and just saying, look, this is partly correct, but as long as you've got an airport there in Santa Clara County, owned by the county, that allows 100% occupancy and allows those jets to fly off with 100% occupancy, people shoulder to shoulder, you cannot have a different and a more strict standard for churches that are protected explicitly by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. So that's what we're arguing. We're going to take it up to the next level. We're going to expand this victory. But the House of Cards is tumbling down. The dominoes are falling. And I see a big, bright light at the end of this tunnel to end this tyranny once and for all. If not at the ballot box with people signing petitions and recalling the governors, then in the courts at the very least, and to make sure this doesn't happen again. We're going to fight this until we have the solid case law precedents that we need to make sure that our children will not have to go through this kind of outrageous tyranny against their First Amendment rights in the future.
My friend says he doesn't care how many signatures we get against Newsom. There's nobody that's going to let him lose. I said, "Oh my God, you've lost total faith in the system." And you can't blame some people for being just cautious about it, not believing that this is going to turn out the way they need it and or want it to turn out. So, but hey, we can fight. Our founding fathers fought. We can win some battles. You're winning some battles. A little bit about the business reopenings here. I mean, even there is no rhyme or reason to that either. Right?
Yeah, you're correct. And that Supreme Court decision involving the New York mandates, that precedent that was dealing with churches also is going to be empowering for business as well, because the court said the constitutional rights are never put on the shelf. And that includes the scrutiny. It's a lower scrutiny, but still the scrutiny that governors are held accountable to. They can't just simply say, "Oh, there's a pandemic, so therefore we can just do whatever we want with businesses." They've got to prove, do a risk versus benefit, risk-cost-benefit analysis. They have to prove that they really have a bona fide, rational basis supported by information. And this changes the table, too. We have a memo we've come out with, and it's a legal memo, 18 pages long, for business owners on how they can reopen their business in spite of the tyranny of governors like Gavin Newsom. And it's good for all 50 states, but particularly helpful to those in dark blue states where they're facing the greatest tyranny. And they can download that for free on our website, pji.org, P for Civic, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. And we've got attorneys who'd be happy to help them if they have any questions. But this is – it's very thorough, and it's going to be very helpful to empower businesses to reopen. We're helping businesses all the time when they contact us with this very very useful and up-to-date legal memorandum.
Brad, didn't this L.A. County judge that pushed back on the restaurant restrictions – he kind of said the same thing, didn't he? He said, "I need some scientific proof here. You're giving
right.
us nothing. You're just pulling this out of thin air." And didn't work out well for them, did it?
Right. So we're more and more judges that care about their long-term future are going to look down the river here and see what the Supreme Court decided and realize, okay, it's pretty obvious how this is all going to pan out. And how it's going to pan out is churches can't be treated worse than any other secular institution out there when it comes to pandemics in terms of their freedoms to meet and to gather and worship. And the same way businesses cannot just be arbitrarily just shut down without a full assessment of the cost to the employees, to the economy, to individuals, to families, and to be able to prove that what they're doing is absolutely as necessary, supported by a firm, rational basis when it comes to these kind of infringements on churches and businesses. That's where we're headed, and we're privileged to provide this legal memorandum, which we're convinced is going to help thousands of businesses, particularly small businesses, throughout the United States, but in particular in states like California, where it's been just so tyrannical by governors like Governor Gavin Newsom.
California, in my mind's eye, California has no law it follows. It's kind of the law of Gavin Newsom. You know, whatever he decides is right for the day, the time, the hour, is pretty much what you're going to follow. Something I never thought I'd really see, but ultimately, I guess you could be arrested for preaching the gospel now, huh?
Yeah, apparently. We've got a case matter that we're dealing with in Olympia, Washington. And this is so crazy. I think many of the audience are going to say, wait a minute, this can't be true. So you have Antifa and BLM out there without a permit in this park. They've taken over the park, right? And they're doing their stuff and screaming hate and stuff. Well, and making threats. Well, this man, a minister, he goes out there and he has a sign that's saying, only Jesus saves. He's preaching the gospel, preaching the message of the good news of Christ and love and forgiveness and salvation. And he is attacked by Antifa and BLM. They attack him. They throw material at him. He has this big cut on his forehead. He's brought to the ground, beaten, okay? So this, and then the police show up, finally, okay? The police, they don't arrest Antifa and BLM. Oh, no, they're immune from any action for their violence and action they're taking. They own that park, okay, not the city, I guess. So instead the cops say, oh, no, we're arresting you for disturbing the peace. And so this just, it reminds me of, like, reading about the Apostle Paul, the book of Acts, all over again. You know, it's a direct parallel with that, Acts chapter 22, where, I mean, Paul went through the same scenario. You know, the centurion comes, and instead of, you know, protecting Paul, they want to scourge the guy. Well, this guy is so in the street, so he has criminal charges being brought against him for disturbing the peace. We at Pacific Justice are defending him. We have an office up there in Seattle, and we have a great attorney, Tracy Trivett, and we're defending this man, and we're confident we're going to prevail in the end. But this is a terrible atrocity, and we're seeing more and more cases like this across the country. We have another one just like this in Miami, Florida, and our attorney in Miami in our office there is handling that. But wow. This is it just makes makes me outraged.
Yes,
when does. I see,
yep.
You know. So,
yep. All right, real quick, you got about 20 seconds. Tell people how they can help you, how they can help you help others, which is really what it's
yes.
about.
Yes, they go to our website and they can support Pacific Justice on a one-time or a monthly donation. It's easy to do, and they can sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter. It's free, and it's weekly, and it keeps you updated on all our many cases. We have over 50 cases of litigation. It's TJI.org, TJI.org.
I am Joe Bassini, your host. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. David Haig joins me in the next hour. You know what? We're going to talk about Pastor David Haig, we're going to talk about whether the Christians are on the chopping block in this country. It's looking like that. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.